This is, once again, the Purple Project Podcast. The PPPD starts right now. Eddie Greer here for the Purple Project Podcast. All things Kansas State Athletics right here in Manhattan, Kansas, folks. And when this drops, this will drop prior to the women's game at Texas Tech. The play for K with Gabby Gregory came coming off a 27-point performance, another spectacular performance in a game which K-State upset 15th-ranked Iowa State back on Wednesday night. Speaking of Gabby Gregory, she has been named top 10, and again, this is not in the exact order. I'll name off the rest of the candidates, but it's not going to be in the exact order. She was named top 10 candidate for the 2022-23 N. Myers Drysdale Award given annually by the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame to the top female shooting guard in the nation. Named after the first player, male or female, named to an All-American team in four straight college seasons. The annual award is in its sixth year, recognizes the top shooting guard in America. As far as NCAA women's college basketball goes in the Division I, if I can speak, to be considered for this prestigious award. For those that don't know, candidates must exhibit the tendency and scoring prowess of the class of 1993 Hall of Famer and Myers. Fans, K-State Nation, I'm talking to you, K-State Nation. I am the fan of the people, as my co-host Alex calls it on this podcast. K-State fans can support Gabby in the remaining rounds by participating in fan voting presented by Dell Technologies starting, well, when this podcast goes out, would have started right now. So, going back to Friday. So, voting for Gabby is going to start Friday. Well, it has started. Trying to speak this into existence. February 3rd was all this started, so fan voting's already started. When this podcast goes up on game day Sunday with the K-State Women's basketball team, so you can go vote right now, K-State Nation, do it. When you hear this podcast, when you get done listening to this podcast, go do it. Gabby definitely deserves it. She's earned that right for her performances this year. Yes, she's fought back through a couple of scoring slumps, but she's back, folks. She's back, and she has done just wonders for this team from the jump of the 2022-23 campaign. If you've been following this podcast from the fall semester, you know where I sit, and you can even take it back to last summer on Gabby Gregory. Do it, K-State Nation, at hoopshallawards.com. All of it's lowercase hoop, H-O-O. H-O-O-P-H-A-L-L awards.com right there. The fan vote will count as one committee vote during the finalist selection process there as well. And then next month, we're in the month of February already here in 2023, five finalists will be presented the opportunity to be presented the Myers-Drysdale in Hall of Fame selection committee right there. So pretty much it's going to advance from the top 10, from 5, and then boom, it's going to be right there at it as well. And of course, the winner of this award, the 2023 Myers-Drysdale Award, will be presented on a to-be-determined date along with the four other members of the women's starting five there as well. So I will stop it right there as well. Gabby Gregory, prior to Texas Tech game, folks, on the road here this afternoon in her first season with the Cats, has established new career highs in number of statistical categories, including points, field goals made, downtown shots, three-point shots made, and steals. With her 405 points this season, Gabby Gregory has scored the most points by a transfer in their first season with the Wildcats, going all the way back to 2011-12 season. The 2023 All-Big 12 candidate ranks second in the Big 12 in scoring average 19.3, fourth in the league in free throw percentage, 85%, fifth in 3-point field goals per game, almost three, we'll go with that, and 3-point field goals percentage, 31%, and ninth in the league in ninth in minutes played, almost 33 a game there. She played a full 40 in the upset over Iowa State back in Bramlage on Wednesday night. So while Jeff Minnie's really leaning on his veteran gals as well, Gabby is one of two players in the nation right now averaging 19 or more points, 5 or more rebounds, 2 or more assists, shooting 85% or better from the free throw line. She is also one of just four players in the nation right now averaging 19 or more points, 5 or more rebounds, and 2 or more connections from downtown there as well. So that's what you're getting. That is the resume. And that resume, I'm sure, is going to continue to grow towards the end of the season for Gabby Get Gregory, the transfer that came from Norman, Oklahoma, after not seeing the court, after getting in, after being injured for much of her junior season there. As well, the rest is on this list. The rest is on this list right now. Again, it's not. It's not. This is not the order. This is not the order right now. This is shooting right down the hip here. Other candidates joining Gabby Gregory: Zia Cook from South Carolina, Tania Lotson from Florida State, Sharisi Leger Walker from Washington State, Taylor Mikesell from Ohio State, Diamond Miller from Maryland, Haley Van Leith from Louisville, Carmissa Osborne from UCLA, Keshawna Washington from Drexler, and Antoinette Walker from Eastern Kentucky as well. Boom. There you go. So, again, I told you guys, it's not in order. I don't know the order of this. All I know is you better go to HoopsHallAwards.com and vote for your girl, Gabby Gregory, right now. Do it. Do it, K-State Nation. Do it right now. She's top 10 candidate for the Ann Myers Award for the top shooting guard in the nation. Awesome, awesome stuff right now. And it's been all positive from the K-State women's basketball team here. Hopefully that can keep it going here later on this afternoon against Tech, the Pearl Project Podcast. Get it? Wherever you find your podcast. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, Amazon, a few more other podcasting platforms as well. You're new to the podcast, welcome on board. You love what you're hearing, please make sure you subscribe first to Triple P. And feel free to go back to download any other episodes of the podcast, whether it's weekly or daily. Of course, when this comes out, episode 143 should be out wherever you get your podcast there, as well as I am recording this beforehand. So make sure you go check that out with my co-host, me, Eddie Greer, my co-host, Alex Aime. We're both Kansas State alums as well. If you have a question K-State related, feel free to DM me on Twitter at Eddie_EG3. That's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, women's basketball edition of the Daily. Again, K-State Nation, Gabby Gregory in the top 10 for the Drysdale Award, folks. The Ann Myers Drysdale Award here on the podcast. So Gabby Gregory there, and she'll look to lead her team later on this afternoon against Texas Tech. This is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats.